Ebola.
Ebola. This is nothing to play with.
It's
now.
Is
it getting serious, Sybil?
Getting.
Getting.
It is. Yes.
Oh, it's real now. Whew.
And now more people are being identified as having contacted the Ebola virus. NBC News reported yesterday that one of their cameramen is now undergoing treatment for the Ebola virus. And
had he been over there, Sybil?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he went over there. Okay.
Yeah, he was working over there.
Okay.
He was a freelance
photographer.
For the medical doctor.
Wow.
For NBC. And he's 33 years old, and he got it.
Now, who's the doctor that went to the airport, Sybil, with the...
That was Monday.
Yeah, with the hazmat outfit on. And
in here in Atlanta, a doctor who put on a hazmat outfit and had on the outside, the CDC is lying, walked through TSA. Now, that's the first thing.
Yeah, Sybil. That's the first thing that's suspect.
He walked through TSA, went through everything, and went to the gate and everything. And he started screaming that the CDC is lying about the outbreak. That the outbreak is more than the CDC is reporting, and that it is coming to this country and it is going to be an epidemic.
And a part of the ongoing effort to stop anything in Dallas, Texas area, the family that Thomas Duncan stayed with, his family, they are being quarantined, but they're not real happy about the fact that they have to stay in for the next 3 weeks. And
I saw the interview with what's his name?
Duncan is the man.
No, CNN.
Don?
No, not Don Lemon.
I don't know. But at any rate...
He interviewed Thomas Duncan's girlfriend, his living girlfriend.
But the family, and this includes, you know, adults and children, they're not... They start to slip out of the apartment. So now they have armed guards there to make sure that they stay in the apartment. Even after the apartment has been cleaned out and everything. And so there are a number of issues.
She said the CDC told her to stay in, told her to stay inside, but she didn't have any food. And they weren't bringing any food over there. So she said they went out and got some food.
Yeah, that's what they said. But there are other reports saying that that's not true. They just felt like they couldn't stay inside. There might have been some hygiene issues and some other things, but they said that they are... doing whatever they can to get them food and to bring all the supplies to them.
What about the apartment building?
A lot of people are very concerned about that because, I mean, they have that cordoned off.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the Anderson Cooper interview. He interviewed the lady that lives with Thomas Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, they told her to take all the sheets, all the towels, and put them in a bag, and don't sleep on the sheets, don't sleep on the bed.
And this is like...
Yeah. And now they say at least 100 people have been in contact. There are elementary schools in Plano and Richardson.
Texas,
Where the children have been asked to stay at home.
That came in contact with a lot of parents, obviously, are quite alarmed about this and the possibility of their children having come in contact with somebody who was in contact with the Ebola patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is serious, man.
That's very serious.
Yeah.
Very, very serious.
Right.
Zeb, can you bring my clothes?
Richardson? You're not going back?
supposed to go back, get my clothes, and then meet y'all in Richmond. can you swing by the house?
We're making and pick jokes, up? But this is very, very serious. That means the Dallas Cowboys will score a lot of points this week. Nobody tackling them. Let them go. Sure, you would play that.
Yeah.
Well, you would have thought last night's football game between the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings that the Packers had something because they couldn't score anything. The Vikings could not score anything against the Packers in Thursday night football. That made me so angry.
Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, my God, the Vikings got.
That's AP's team?
Yeah. They got spanked the way
AP spanked his kids.
Oh my
42-10. They got spanked the way Adrian Peterson spanks his kids.
Worse.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's really, really bad.
It was bad.
Reverend Al had a birthday party in New York.
Today is Reverend Al's 60th birthday. Happy birthday to him.
And the birthday party was at the Waldorf. It was star-studded. Everybody was there.
Reverend Al.
Yeah. Reverend Al, congratulations.
Happy birthday, sir.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Reverend Al. No. Happy birthday, Reverend Al! You know, when you get up to hear and go out a little bit.
When you get 60, you got to talk to
him. Happy birthday, Reverend Al! He'll get me, but he's not here today. So.
You gotta yell.
Yeah, you gotta yell.
When you get 60.
I said happy birthday.
So, we're in Atlanta. We're expecting.
Together.
We're in Atlanta. We're expecting Tyler to come by the Kiss Studios, this morning, and then when we get off the air,
oh my goodness,
when we get off the air,
is this great or what?
At 10 o'clock,
yes,
I'm buying breakfast at Gladys's for 100 people.
The first 100 players.
The first 100.
Midnight train special.
With the three wings and the waffle.
Whoa.
And sweet or unsweetened tea.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you're watching your figure, so you might as well have unsweetened.
We're in Atlanta, so you gotta let it go, man.
At 10 o'clock.
Get in line.
The one on Cascade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going this one right down the street here?
No, but you couldn't get in there.
The one on Cascade, okay.
Yeah, they're frying chicken now.
Right as we speak.
The midnight train, the three wings, and waffle.
Sweet or unsweetened tea.
Sweet or unsweetened. We're going to have a lot of unsweetened tea.
I love how them diabetics order sweet tea. Somebody goes, I like sweet tea. You know you ain't supposed to have that sweet tea.